So, the topic today is caring for the vestote while on birth control. There are millions of women around the world, Jewish or not, who are taking birth control pill. And because of the pill, they don't get their period. That's one of the main points of it. And we already discussed here different kinds of pills and how they work, and there's the progesterone and what we refer to as the mini pill, and there's combined methods. But there's three main questions when it comes to vestone and birth control. Question number one, should a woman who begins taking birth control, should she still separate during the vestate that she had before she went on birth control? As in, she's expecting to get her period on the 15th of the month, but now she's on birth control and it's going to prevent her from getting her period. So does she still need to separate during that vestate? And is there a difference if that's a vestate she'eino kavua, vestate kavua? All that is question number one. Question number two. Let's say a woman is on birth control. Now, people who are on birth control don't stay on birth control forever. Nothing to do with halacha. That's how birth control works. Some of the pills are about 23 days, 30 days. There's now pills that are 90-day pills. But you take the pill for 90 days, and at the end of 90 days, you either stop taking the pill or you start taking a placebo pill, and you get your period. And depending on the pill and on the package, it'll say, well, you know, it's not like let's say you have to take a pill every day at the same time, so let's say at 8 p.m. So it's not like if you don't take the pill at 8 p.m., at 8:01, you get your period. It doesn't work like that. If you don't take the pill one day at 8 p.m., so then you're going to get your period, let's say, 2 to 4 days later, depending on the pill. 4 to 7 days later, whatever it is. So, the person's on the pill, and then they know that last month when they got off the pill, it took them 3 days to get their period. So this month, are they now koveya veset to 3 days? Do they still have to be the choshesh the whole time? How does that work? So that's question number two. Question number three would be, after you've been on the pill a few times, and you have this, and now you get off the pill, what happens to your vestote? So those are three fully separate topics. They're all related and connected. Today I'm going to be discussing just the first topic. If we have time on a different week, maybe I'll take one of the other ones as well. But the question is, a person goes on birth control, should they separate for the previous months, Veset HaChodesh, Veset HaFlaga, and the Ona Benonit, if we're talking about a Veset She'eino Kavua, and if it's a Veset Kavua, for that as well.
Please explain the phrasing.
Sure. Excellent. Just in case not everybody is fully up to date on the Makoros. So, a woman who sees blood on a certain day, a certain Hebrew date, daytime or nighttime, the next month, she must separate on that same Hebrew date, daytime or nighttime. For example, if she got her period on Aleph Tishrei during the day, she must separate on Aleph Cheshvan during the day. Okay? That is what's known as Veset HaChodesh. It goes by the Hebrew date. Somehow this Hebrew date causes her to see, to the point that the Gemara uses the Lashon Shipura Garam. When they blew the shofar every month on Rosh Chodesh, somehow it triggered something in her body. Even if it didn't happen on Rosh Chodesh, even if she sees on the 15th of the month. But somehow, hearing the shofar 2 weeks later sets in process this thing that causes her body to see on the 15th of the month. Okay, that's what's referred to as Veset HaChodesh. Hebrew date of her previous period. There's a second Veset She'eino Kavua, and that is referred to as the Veset HaFlaga. That is the number of days between her previous two periods. Veset HaFlaga, she saw on Aleph Tishrei, and she saw on Aleph Cheshvan, and let's say there's 29 days in Tishrei, so then Aleph Tishrei and Aleph Cheshvan would be 30 days apart. Now, she must be choshesh to 30 days later. Could be Aleph Kislev, could be Bet Kislev, depending on, probably Aleph Kislev, could be Chaf Lamed if there's a month with 30 days, but it would be 30 days later. That is what's known as the Veset HaFlaga. Flaga means the jump. And finally, Chazal said that the average period, meaning science says it too, but Chazal said based on that, the average period of the average woman, her period is every 30 days. And therefore, regardless of what the Hebrew date was and how many days ago it was last month, whether there were 29 days last month, 30 days last month, regardless of how long the jump was between the previous two, we are always going to be choshesh to day 30. That is referred to as ona beilamit. These three dates can all fall out on the same day, and therefore this couple only has one day they have to be choshesh to. They could also fall out on two different days and three different days. In other words, the couple will have three different days they have to separate. That is what happens in a Veset She'eino Kavua. A woman who doesn't have an established cycle, just from the previous month not having a pattern, you would have to be choshesh to those three different days. Okay? A little bit, where I'm just going to mention the topic of the Veset of the Or Zarua, because it does come up a little bit at the end when we get to Rosh Chodesh Zalman. But what is the Or Zarua? The Or Zarua said all these were for one Ona, either daytime or nighttime. The Or Zarua said that also for the Ona beforehand. In other words, you're going to be choshesh for 24 hours. The Or Zarua is only about the Chiyuv Prisha, not the Chiyuv Bedika. As in, you have to separate during that time. You don't do Bedikas during the Ona of the Or Zarua. My Rebbe Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal told us that those who want to be choshesh to the Veset of the Or Zarua should do it only for the Ona Beinonim. Okay, not for all three, and certainly not for a Veset Kavua. Okay, so now that we've defined those, so this woman saw last month on the 15th of the month. Comes this 15th of the month, and so she should have to separate, because that's her Veset HaChodesh. The problem is, she's now on the pill. The pill tells us she's not going to get her period then. So does it make sense that she should still have to separate on the 15th of the month? So why wouldn't they? Well, the Shulchan Aruch in our Siman, in Siv Gimel, tells us about a Zakena. Zakena is Misuleket Damim. She doesn't have blood. Misuleket Damim is not Hosheshet for a Vestal. So our question is, does this woman on birth control have the status of a Misuleket Damim? What complicates matters is source one. The sugya of a woman who is b'machave, I know Rabbi Yamin discussed to say it in yeshivish, or b'machva, okay? That's how most people say it, but if you look at the careful nekudos and some additions, it's b'machave. In other words, the woman is in hiding. So the Gemara, it's a Mishnah, in the middle of the Mishnah here, but in the Nida Lamatena Med Aleph, Yashvala, Velo Vodka, Shagga, Nensa, Zida Velo Vodka, whatever it is, she didn't check during her Veset, and it happened to Hora. That she didn't check, she would remain Tahor. But, Higia Shad Vista, Velo Vodka, Harezo Tmeya. So this is, if she had the time of her Veset arrive, so we have to assume she's Tamei. So says Rabbi Meir, Im Haita v'machvei, Yigia Shat Vista, V'lo Badka, Hari Zoto, Rabbi Pnei Shechored V'Solek V'Dachin. So a woman who has a Veset, this is the time we're expecting her to get her period. So if that time came and she didn't do a Bedika to check herself, we have to assume that she got her period. Says Rabbi Meir, you know what? The body reacts differently to fear. And if this woman is in hiding from mortal danger, and there are many such cases of stress and fear that caused women to have their period changed or not come for extended periods of time. So if she is in such a situation, so although normally I would tell you, you have to assume she had her period, a woman in this situation, we don't have to assume that. So why does this sugya complicate matters? Because we're not sure this woman won't have blood. She is not assumed to be somebody who has blood. But what happens in this sugya? Well, there's a machloket here. Yes, we are not assuming this woman had blood,
But maybe she should check l'chachila.
In other words, this woman who's b'machveh, this woman who's in hiding,
and in hiding, we no longer assume she gets her period. But does that mean we don't even have to be choshesh that she's going to get her period? Does she have to do a bedika?
So this, the view of the Rama is that she has to, in source 2. Kupi dal sifchet. Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. Simon Kupi dal sifchet. Hayta nechbet b'machveh mipnei hapachad. V'yikiyat shafista. Eina choshesh. The Mechaber Paskins, if you are hiding, you don't have to assume you had your period, even if it's the day we're expecting you to get your period. And says the Rama, Yeshomrim Dafkim Avra Veset Velo Baka Velo Rekisha. This is Bidiyevet after the fact. The Veset passed, and you didn't see blood, you don't know that you saw blood, so you don't have to assume that there was blood and you missed it. Tahora Velo Bidika. Aval, Lichad Chila, Tzricha Bidika. Chayn Mashma Bebeis Yosef. Okay, lechadchila, you do need to check. It's also the view of the Torah, source 3. Aisha shaytanech min machva v'mnei pachad v'yigia v'estah, choshesh elam. She is choshesh that maybe she had her period. So part of our discussion is going to focus on whether a woman on birth control is more comparable to the zakena misulek adamim, or the woman who's b'machve. As we said, the zakena era choshesh. It's not that lichachila, the zakena should check, and that if she did. No. The zakena is mesulek adamim, and there's no need to check. The woman b'machve, we seem to have a view here that at some level she's mesulek adamim, so maybe b'dyevet, but maybe lichachila, there's a need to check. A little bit of machloket. What is the reason the Rama says she needs to check? So there are a number of potential reasons. We'll go through two here, the one from the Taz al-Atar and one from the Me'iri. The Taz says, in source 4, Eina choshesh elo, ka tavet yose b'shem ha-rashba, da filu lechathila eina choshesheh, v'hava zo kemo me'uberet. The woman who is in hiding has the same status as a me'uberet. They're both not going to get their period. Deceive Zion. Ha-shakator v'katapa zo shechoshesh leveset. And it's only if it passed that you're not. As the Rama also said in the name of the Yesh Omrim, that you should do a bedika. Well, aniyo daiti nira, says the Taz, hadvarim depshuta. Degabe siluk dami mishum pachad, ikal lemecha shema ba'ota shah, shetizakek lebala, yatza pacha miliba. So if we tell this woman that you are in hiding, and she's in hiding and she's scared, so therefore you're not going to get your period, so therefore you don't have to be concerned with this veset, so maybe she's going to go be with her husband. You know what happens when couples have some intimate times together? Sometimes it manages to relax the couple and calm that down. And all of a sudden they feel this sense of safety. Now, although we just said that she is so scared, she's in mortal danger, that's going to stop her from getting her period. But maybe for these few moments of calm, that she's no longer going to have this quote-unquote protection from her period. In other words, if the fear is what's going to stop this period from coming, and we are expecting this period to come, maybe as we saw in Rashi, Orech Bizmano Ba, etc. So if we're expecting this period to come, but now because of fear, it's not coming. So for any reason that fear goes away, well, now we're back to our original status when we expect her to get her period at that time. Kevan Shishad Bistav, Sharsha Az Titame. He orech bezman oba. Lo amru ba shecharedim l'sak adamim. She no longer has the status of her charada because she has calmed down. Elim haita kol shad vesta v'charada lo sigamenu. The only time we say the charada prevents you from seeing is if the whole time we're expecting you to see, you were v'charada. If this woman had a few moments respite from that because being with her husband managed to calm her down, so we no longer have that protection. The azi kishar nashim, says the Taz. Like every other woman. The chazer tivalim koma rishon. Go back to what her normal status is. And her normal status is we're expecting her to have her period. Akein lo tishamish ad achar shavar kol shara veset. Masha'en kein b'muberet. Muberet is fundamentally different from the woman who's in hiding. Shekfari misulek adamim. There's no reason I'm going to assume this pregnant woman is going to see blood this day, on that date. Be'en chashash le'sorata filu b'shara veset. Even if last month she saw on the 15th of the month, if
if somehow we have an established pregnancy before that, I'm going to
tell her that she doesn't have to do it.
It's probably unlikely that we're going to have an established pregnancy of the Vesed HaChodesh, but let's say the Vesed HaFloga. If she had a long HaFloga last time, 40 days ago or something, we might have an established pregnancy before 40 days later this time. And therefore, she wouldn't have to be Choshesh to it.
So the Taz is Machalik between the Machva and the Meuveret, because maybe she's distracted from her fear by being with her husband.
The Meiri has a different answer, saying something that we mentioned in our shir on Dam Chimud. The Meiri is mechalik between charada and biatuta or behala. As in, not all forms of being scared, of being afraid, of nervousness, of concern are created equal. And therefore, although some of them may cause her to not get her period, some of them may even have the opposite effect. May cause her to get her period even sooner. Maybe we can't rely it. For example, we said, Pachta tzamit, aval, which means misalek radamim, but biatuta, which is behala, pitom merape. Some of it causes it to contract, some of it causes it to expand, meaning to be more likely to get her period or to push off her period. As we said about Esther Amalka, but titchalchal Amalka, and chazal erdorish pirsanida. And therefore, are you going to start telling me we have the expertise to figure out what's behala and what's pachad? Ain't called a deot shotim lachria bein pachad the behala. And therefore, we learn shekol shedamel mesulakin ain't a tzrichel digel debeta. Miri is saying it's different. Those who are really Mesulek Adamim, and the case of Machva, who is like a quasi Mesulek Adamim. So, as we saw in the Taz, being B'Machva is not a complete status of Mesulek Adamim, unlike the woman who's pregnant. This is the view of the Beis Yosef, as cited by the Shachir in Source 6. We all see they have no blood. It is not as completely clear to us to tame a Sulek Adamin. Not every woman who was ever in hiding did her period change that she didn't get her period. Some women indeed got their period while in hiding. That's what the Beis Yosef had said, as the Shach quotes. So the important question is, what is going to be the status of someone taking the pill? Can we say that what the pill does to her body is more comparable to being Mu'beret? This isn't a new question. Okay, Source 7, we have the Shut Radbaz. Radbaz lived 1500, 1479, to 1573, Spain, Egypt, Svat. And he was dealing with an early form of oral contraceptive birth control.
Shelta, Nimeria Diracha Dati, Bemixa Nashim, Sheshoton Mashke, Shard Varim, Lakev Distan, Asara, Asrim Yom, Im Asu Labal Lavoa Vela, Afabishitora, Davikis Samach Lavesta, Olo.
So these women are drinking this drink that somehow pushes off their period. And does that allow them during their vesed?
Tshuva.
Kfar yadata dika plukta v'nei ravuta im choshesh al yamei meshech ha-vesed olo. He has a little bit of a background. There's a machloket. A woman is expecting to see over the course of a number of days.
So are we choshesh to all those days or just the beginning of it? She'arai v'nei ramban zal siru l'she choshesh she'kol yom yom vesed v'nei atzol. Each day is a vesed. But even if it's somehow she no longer is suspecting to see on that first day, we still have to suspect the other days. On the other hand, nope, only the first day. And that is also the view of the Rambam. According to all of them, if the Vesed went by, she's Muteret. So he says, It sounds like he's already being meko, but he's not so meko. He says, "Imnista zeh hamashket plate zimni umaki vivista avi chazaka." You can't just assume that here. This woman has to try this. If 3 months, 3 times she tries this and it works for her, now we know that we don't have to be choshish to her vesed anymore. But without that, we still have to be choshish. Have a kilu neker vesta v'nikval sh'tiyana mashket. U'ba'ap sh'ita shumatu l'vola. And then on the whole day, before she started taking this drink, she's now muttered her husband on that day. But we're still besuffic until she's established such a vessel. And then he says, and he has a few reasons. Number one, right? We were just discussing Vesta to write to the Rabbanan. And even if it's that is the chi of Prisha, is an Isser Bia. Is that midoraita midorabanan? So he says the conclusion is that it's derabanan. And even if we learn it from the pasuk of Yizartem et b'nei Yisrael mitumotam, that's what we refer to as an asmachta. Smachta ba'alma yivchein eskimu mefarshim. Mizeh tam lo asu ela bia. And that's why we said only bia zasser, not all the other kirvot. Mutu lekarvela, samakavesa, etc. Furthermore, the Rambam and the Rosh, who we follow on a lot of things, they say, they are mekel, to the Afilo Machmirim, Yodu Bini Dom Lindan. They would admit, they would be mode in our case. Why? The whole discussion there is just, we're expecting her to see, let's say, on the 15th of the month, and for some reason, it's not happening. But unexplained reason. Here, somebody invented, figure out that this drink has the character makeup of it, that its effect is that it causes her to not get her period. So this is a siba. So even if you want to tell me that they would be machmir otherwise, in this case they'd be mekel. Just like it worked to not give her period on the first day, it would work on the other days. And furthermore, it worked a whole bunch of times on a lot of other women. This woman isn't the first guinea pig to try this drink and say, see if this thing is going to stop my period. This person clearly tried it on a whole bunch of women already. A whole bunch of women had their, and therefore he's marketing it as, take this drink and you won't have your period. So says the Ridvaz, you know what? Just the first day of the Vesit separate. But still, he's still machmir. And even if I tell you your mother afterwards, she still needs to do bidiko. And I have a gab to share nashim. I would say milton de metziota di la vezikavu. I ain't a tzricha bidiko. I'm ain't la vezikavu. Tzricha bidiko. Here, benidon di dan havi ke ain't la vezikavu b'tzricha bidiko. It's not enough for me to say this is vaday, and therefore this is just like a woman who has no vezikavu who would need to do a bidiko. That was the view of the Ridvaz. Now, that was... Yeah. The view of the Ridvaz was that we can't assume this thing works yet. Okay? So this woman, if she does it 3 months in a row, then we can assume it works. But in the meantime, we have to be choshish at least the first one until we know. And then, even after that, even though I have all these sudden lakil, I would still require her to do bidiko. Yeah. So, the Mishnah Halachos from Menashe Klein, now we're getting to the 20th century, he cites this Ridvaz as proof for his argument. He cites the Gemara about Mesulekat Damim during the pregnancy. He cites the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Shach that we already did in sources 1 to 6. And then he says, very simply, Lefizeh, and he's now being asked not about a drink, but about pills already. Bahani kadurim nechseyan in lemidome. This is the fundamental question. We have to decide which case are these pills most similar to. If we say the person on the pill is like a mu berenu minika, who has no blood on, so then, We're going to say that her vesed is mutter. If we compare it to the person who's in hiding, in kain b'shat vesed tzricha bedika, then we still say you need a bedika, paskening like the Ramah. And again, remember, we saw the Taz who said that maybe her pacha left her for a second. Says the Ramanasha Klein, how do you know this birth control is going to work like it's supposed to? Maybe this woman is still going to see blood somehow. On the other hand, maybe this is better than Mimachva. Because there, it's just like some kind of strange phenomenon that she's not getting her period. It's not natural. Naturally, she should get her period. But here, it is nature, because she's on this pill, meaning the nature of this pill. And therefore, maybe so that's the shayla. So he says, Nira, how does he paskin? He says, Nira, the bizvana vesek kufa lo tishamish. Again, she shouldn't have relations during the vesek. I after muberek haimul and afilu mei vesek in a chosheshe klal, came in the damila hayala liot muter afilu mei vesek mamish. Mikomakom nira lechalik. How is this different than muberek? There's a chiluk. Everyone can tell this is a pregnant woman. We know she is one of the cases that doesn't have blood. By that standard, all the women, and overwhelming majority, it's been proven. What they do, a study with 1,000 women and some, and a, you know, a control group and a, you know, a placebo, that's not enough. Second of all, we know that while she's pregnant, she's still pregnant. And therefore, that's why she's not getting a period. How are you going to know that this pill is always working? Maybe at a certain point it stops working. Therefore, maybe I'm not going to tell you after the Vesed, but at least in the Vesed we have to be machmer. And then he's got a third reason. And even if it does work for all those other women, all 1,000 of them, maybe it won't work for her. But, of course, if Nisa Davar, Benavla Kadurim, Gimel Palmim, Maki Vista, Mistavra, the Mishameshe, below Aid and Avaleka Kava Veset. Of course, in 3 months she uses it and it works. Now she's Kaveh Veset, as he says, Shov Batsati in the Radvaz, and quotes the Radvaz as agreeing with him. So she takes it 3 times, it can work. So number one, pregnancy is proven a Ruba the Ruba of the world to not have blood, unlike these pills. Number two, pregnancy is clear, but these pills may not be working in that moment. And number three, even if the pill works for other women, who says it'll work for her? And therefore, he is machmir. The Minchat Yitzchak throws in another complication, part of something we discussed last week as well, which has to do with whether we believe doctors. Who's working on these pills? Who's telling you this, the pills? The doctors. And he says, Ano tzrichin mazel nemenu narofim. Af shalafi amirat ha'omi ho'il asam la'akiv ha'veset. The doctor is the one who's telling you that this pill stops her period. Why are we trusting the doctor? Isn't it so easy to find out? Just do a bedika. This is a case, even if they tell you there's a chazaka, there's a rov. He says, why are you going to rely on a rov or a chazaka? Even we tell you, we tested this on many, many thousands of women. And it worked for all of them. But just go ahead and do a bedika. So why would you rely on a doctor? And therefore, he does not accept this as a way to be matir. The Tzitz Eliezer is choshish to the Minchas Yitzchak and the Radvaz on this, requiring you to be choshish at least in the vessel the first day and a bedika after. But again, all of them, there's no suffix that if the woman tries it,
herself. And 3 months in a row, this works for her. The Vada, she's Koveya, this, that it's, and she no longer has to be Choshesh to Dol Besse. Yes? In the Ritvaz? If the Vestor de Nirvana was going to be at Tzad HaHakel. So therefore, the Ritvaz only used it for the second and third time. But it's still extra Levara. Just do a Bedikah. So just because it's Nirvana, we don't have to be Mavara. You want to have relations during this time, be Mavara. Okay, so don't have relations. So he's not relying. He doesn't consider doctors to be... He doesn't trust doctors. That was part of the Nema and the Srofa that we discussed last week. Okay. On the other hand, Rav Avadya has a little more Makel view. And, you know, one of the reasons you have to read the footnotes is he's a little even more Makel in the footnotes than on top. But the Taras Abayis, Isha Shemeshamesha V'kadurim Adokim Makvim Et Aveset, a woman who is using pills, min hadin, she doesn't need to separate. That's what he says up top. On the bottom, Rav Avadya Kedarko Bakodesh quoted every source I quoted here on the sheet. Some of the ones that we got to already, some of the ones that we're still going to quote, he quoted. Okay? There's things that were printed after he died that he didn't quote, so you know, you can't just read Rav Avadya. But he has lots of sources, but he adds something very interesting. In the Mishmeret Tara, he says, Shuv ra'iti b'shut kinyan Torah. So again, who's the Shut Kinyan Torah? So I Googled it, and if I found the right book, it was Rav Horowitz, who was a Rav in Strasbourg in the 20th century. If I got it wrong, it's some other Rav. Okay? But again, I don't know who Rav Avadya is citing here. Shut Kinyan Torah, who cites the Divrei HaMinchat Yitzchak, Udicha'o, and he rejects the Minchat Yitzchak. Kamo shekatavnu, Dishani din, anechmed machva, sheish lachosh, pen ba'ot ha'shash, etiz kakli lebala, yaskor pachlo miliba. What was our issue? The issue was that maybe while she's with her husband, she will no longer be scared, and orech bezmano ba, as the Achronim wrote. Ma she'en ken kan, in our case, shehi misu leket damim begufa, ve'en adavar tali b'dat ha'klav. It has nothing to do with her state of mind. If she's on the pill, she doesn't see blood. Even if you distract her and hypnotize her, it doesn't change it. So, b'machva, it's different. Because, it depends on her state of mind. Here is nothing, lo talvei b'data klau. And therefore, lama tigaram imi uberi dominika. He also cites the Sefer Gufei Halachot, Shlomo Al-Ghazi, who got a letter from the Deborah Tzina Rav, the Shutber Moshe, Rabbi Moshe Stern, and he says, Shviyot Shikadurim Ele Nitnasu Al Milyon Nashim. These pills have been tested by being used already by 1 million women. Okay, later Rav Avadya is going to up the ante. Okay, but Deborah Tzina Rav already says 1 million. V'nidbarer Shekoz Manshin Lokar Kadurim Ele in Aron Tov Klal. They are clear that while they're on this pill, they don't get their period. It is no less than the woman who is b'machve, who charada has removed her damim. And again, remember, Rav Avadya is going to hold like the Shulchan Aruch, who says that works. The Ramah says, machmir sham l'chachila, shani hatam shem achoshim pen yetzei apachad, and says Rav Avadya, mikom akom in la'akavazeh ela v'veset she'eno kavua, says the Sefer Gufei Halachot. And Rav Avadya is going to be more makel than that. Sham hevi divrei hachelik levi. I googled it. I could not find it. Anybody tells me who that is, I'd appreciate it. But, chelik levi? No? Anyone?
He's quoted in a bunch of things,
but I didn't know who he was. Okay. Not Shevet Alevi. Because that's what Google tried to correct it to. They said, did you mean the Shevet Alevi? And I said, no. Okay, Siegel's a good Levi name. So there you go. Great. Okay, good. Okay. It makes sense, because the Chelek Alevi quotes the Satmar Rav as disagreeing with himself. So
So if you tell me he came from America, it makes sense. But the sham evi divrei chelik alevi, and al shekel bazeh shagon misatmer chalak alav v'chozot siyem shebizmanenu shibach shebachanu v'nisu et hakadurim al milyon nashim v'nidbarer pulatam ad shekimat ein safek b'davar yesh lakel yoter. What you found who it is?
Menachem Segal Pollock.
Sounds good. Menachem Segal Pollock. Okay. Better Googler. Okay.
Hebrew verse.
It is so clear to us that this works, therefore there's almost no doubt, so therefore we can be even more makel. And then he says, I saw the Shut Mishnah Alachot, what we had in source 8. And the Shut Mishnah Alachot was Choshesh to the Ridvaz on them. But you know what? The Shut Mishnah Alachot is basing it on the Ridvaz. The Ridvaz was in the 1500s. And they're, you know, their checking and their investigation and their tests of this wasn't as established as ours now. So says Rav Avadja, Lo nachit lechalik benidon arabash shemashkel lo nivdak eitz al rov haolam. He can't see a difference between our pill and whatever drink they were drinking in the time of the Ridvaz that wasn't tried on the most of the world. Kemo kadur ma'elu shenisu otam al milyon nashim v'yoter. Important word there. More than a million women, million and one. So says Rav Avadja, near Elishin, in the Maisa, the Didan, Naktina, Kerov, Gdolia, Poskim. She didn't preach herself, Leveset, Eilal, Mid, the Rabbanon. First of all, it's the Rabbanon. Shafri, Yesh, Liz, Mochon, Adin, Alik, Kadur, Alik, Kevin, She, Huvar, Eitzel, Rav, and Hashim, Shem, Akvim, Et, Haveset. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, in the Darche Tara, was even more straightforward, mekel, straight up, didn't say machmer tavol of racha. Very simply says, isha halokach chadurim hamonim et hofat aveset, ein atzicha lachshosh l'shum tarich, kol od ilokach et chadurim. As long as she's taking the pills, she never has to be concerned for any of those days. Bein amayal aveset kavua, bein amayal aveset sheino kavua. Remember, Rav Avadja was there a little bit, quoting some people who were machalik. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu says, nothing. She's on the pill, no vestum. The Mari Kohen has at the back of the book some tshuvos that he got. There's a page there of tshuvos that he got from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. The problem is, it's not so clear what Rav Shlomo Zalman's saying. It's such a short tshuva, and Rav Shlomo Levi, in the following source, we'll get to it, tries to parse it. But let's read what Rav Shlomo Zalman told the Mari Kohen. Sheila. Isha notel kadurim amonim et riyata, hem choshashet levistash levnei kichar kadurim, hem itzrika lechazek lecholocho, pam achat shekadurim el amonim et riyata. So does she have to be choshish leveset? How about even just once? Maybe see if it works for you one time. Then if it works for you one, like, okay, or do it three times, meaning how many times do we have? Obviously, if it works three times, then we know. But maybe once is enough, or do we even need to be choshish to once? That was his question. So Rav Shlomo Zalman answered, in Maglulot Huxaku Shemonot, Efshar Lahakil Bishat Hadchak. Shat Hadchak. The list moch the dummy, the charada shemsalagra dummim. And then you could say it's like the charada being in the machve. Balkopanim, says Rav Avadja, Ba'ona hasmucha laveset, Efshar Sheesh Lahakil.
Is it Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, now the Nishmar Avram also cites Rav Shlomo Zalman as telling him that you could be mekel on the orzarua. If that, though there the tshuva was about a kala, some who cite this and say, it was a kala, but it means everybody, not clear to me, because he seems to say kala is a makom tzar. But Rav Shlomo Levi discusses this in his Sefer in Shari Ora. And Rav Shlomo Levi writes, L'chora yesh makom l'ton, shekashem shemu beret ein chosesh levista kodem, just like a Mubarak doesn't have to be worried about her previous visit, so to someone on the pill. And he cites the Shulchan Aruch about a woman in Machva, and though he cites the Ramah, that at least do a Bedika. Says Rav Shlomo Levi, Amanam Ramah Posek Shmisulek Adam in Machmat Pachat, Tzrich Levdok Ratzmal Chachila. There's glulot are even better than the charada of being in the in the hiding. Hacharada ena monat et zivat adam ba'ofen muchlat. It doesn't stop it completely. V'yesha nashim she'inar mashvir olein. Some women it doesn't affect. Haglulot l'mavzot, on the other hand, the pills, mashpiot al kol anashim. And so is everybody. And says Rosh Shlomo, yitachen she'af harama yaskin. Even the Rama might agree. She'isha no tal glulot v'niyar arayot ena tzricha lakshol devestal kodem klal. Says Rosh Shlomo, La'alacha yesh poskim shekavu she'isha tzricha lakshol devestal kodem chodesh rishon, she'i no telet bo glulot, shema glulot lo yashpio leh. So some poskim said, the first month, you should be choshesh. Why? Let's make sure this pill works for you. Or that even if we're not doubting that the pill works for you, it works for everybody, it's such a wonderful pill. But let's make sure you're taking the appropriate dose of it. There's people who are more or less sensitive, and therefore the doctor may not be prescribing the right amount. Then he cites the Darchei Tara, but then he cites the Mari Cohen, the tshuva of the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach. Shenishal Misha notel glulot tzrichal achshol the vest of his man until the glulot. But tshuva to haktzara nikeret hitlabtut. Okay, I don't want to mistranslate the word hitlabtut, but he's torn between the two sides. Wishy washy is not a right word to use, or iffy. But in other words, there's some ambiguity. B'tchila kotev argarasha shenot nitan lahakel b'shadat chak. Avemshechu kotev akol panim bo nasmuch leveset avsher shapir lahakel. So says Rosh Shlomo lemaisa mikol makom barur sheisha eina tzricha lachshosh levestot sheinam kvuin ulaona benonit. At least matir lachatchila for any veset sheina kavua. Sefer Pua has one line, straightforward. Isha shenotel glulot shamurot lemnoa dimumim mezar netilatan eina tzricha lachshosh levista mekel, just like from Mordechai Eliyahu. So in conclusion, there are those who are machmer and choshesh, the Mishnah, Lachot, the Radvaz, the Minchat Yitzchak, the Tzitz Eliezer, etc. Though everybody agrees that she can establish after three times. And there are those who permit. There's Rav Avadja, Meikar Adin at least, or Shlomo Levi at least for Veset Sheino Kavua, or Mordechai Eliyahu, Machon Pua, Nishmat Avram cited Rosh Shlomo Zalman is agreeing for a Kala. So something, therefore, it's also not for a Kala, I'm not convinced, but there's certainly on whom to rely to permit it. But I want to add one point. There are many reasons why a person might be on birth control or taking progesterone to postpone a period. Our topic today isn't why they're on the birth control, whether that's permitted, halachically, ashkafically, etc. Topic, important topic, not for this second. But there is a time when people are on progesterone for fertility treatments, such as IVF. And a couple going through IVF, it can be very tough on them in many, many ways. Okay, financially it's tough on them, certainly in Chutz La'aretz, where it can be many, many, like $30,000 for every attempt of IVF. In Eretz Yisrael, they at least pay for the IVF, though it does cost financially some of the drugs, your copay, and loss of time at work, etc. Mentally, emotionally, emuna-wise, why is this happening to me? Shalom bias-wise, and the husband and wife, there can be many issues. So yes, they're different, and when it comes to IVF, there are differing views amongst doctors on having relations after the implantation of the embryo or the blastocyte, and even though some of the doctors permit it, not all wives are going to be in the mood. Remember, in order to do the retrieval, she had to go under anesthesia, and then she's concerned, she wants this pregnancy to work, she goes online, asks Dr. Google, and finds all sorts of people who tell you it's not so safe, and not so good, and doesn't work, and don't recommend. So while you're going through this difficult time, the couple may not have this outlet, right? We discussed, like the Taz said, you're in the machveh, you're hiding, but yet, while you're with your husband, it calms you down, and causes your harada to go away. So this couple who's going through all this tension of the IVF, they might not have that outlet, that way of growing and bonding. So the Veset HaKodesh, or Ona Benonis, will usually be about 2 weeks after implantation. And it's usually around then that the couple may be interested in again having relations. And since she's taking progesterone, she won't be getting her period, La Rove.
I've had cases where people got it and failed IVFs. But Larov, if she's taking progesterone, it keeps her from getting her period. So though I'm nothing, afer ve'efer anochi, compared to the Mishnah Lachot, and the Ravaz, and the Minchas Yitzchak, and the Tzitz Eliezer, and everyone else, if you get the Shaila from a couple in this situation, I 100% advocate and believe that you should rely on the lenient views, certainly for that couple. Okay, not getting into other cases of people on birth control, at least for someone going through IVF, 100%, okay? You can decide that the psak is like Rav Avadya anyway and be matar anyway. Or you can decide you can be matar in the first, whatever, all the other cases. In the case of IVF, certainly, 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 100% be matar them b'shat vesit. Questions? Yes? There's nothing to do with the vessel. Yeah. There are issues with forms of birth control doing staining. And as a chassan teacher, that's why I say recommend right away the college should go to the doctor, to her doctor, and if they're going to be on birth control, in order to make sure they're covered for the wedding. And what, but the wedding's a few months away. I said, yeah, but at least, if you're 3 months away, try it now and see if she reacts to this birth control. It's going to cause her staining, because then they can try a different one. They can, in other words, they're, those issues do exist. But it's not, it doesn't have so much to do with the sigil vesit. Might, but then you're saying that she's getting her periods. It's not working. Anyone else?